One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Kesey. Continued. Disc 3. McMurphy looks at the paper and folds it. Worth it to any of the rest of you birds? Other acutes line up now, taking turns at the pad. He takes the pieces of paper when they're finished, stacking them on his palm, pinned under a big stiff thumb. I see the pieces of paper crowd up in his hand. He looks over them. You trust me to hold the bets, buddies? I believe we can be safe in doing that, Harding says. You won't be going any place for a while. One Christmas, at midnight on the button, at the old place, the ward door blows open with a crash. In comes a fat man with a beard, eyes ringed red by the cold, and his nose just the color of a cherry. The black boys get him cornered in the hall with flashlights. I see he's all tangled in the tinsel public relation has been stringing all over the place, and he's stumbling around in it in the dark. He's shading his red eyes from the flashlights and sucking in his mustache. Ho, 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 he says. I'd like to stay, but I must be hurrying along. Very tight schedule, you know. Ho, ho, must be going. The black boys move in with the flashlights. They kept him with us 6 years before they discharged him. Clean-shaven and skinny as a pole. The big nurse is able to set the wall clock at whatever speed she wants by just turning one of those dials in the steel door. She takes a notion to hurry things up, she turns the speed up, and those hands whip around that disc like spokes in a wheel. The scene in the picture screen windows goes through rapid changes of light to show morning, noon, and night. Throb off and on furiously with day and dark, and everybody is driven like mad to keep up with that passing of fake time. Awful scramble of shaves and breakfasts and appointments and lunches and medications and 10 minutes of night so you barely get your eyes closed before the dorm lights screaming at you to get up and start the scramble again. Go like a son of a bitch this way, going through the full schedule of a day maybe 20 times an hour till the big nurse sees everybody is right up to the breaking point and she slacks off on the throttle, eases off the pace on that clock dial, like some kid been fooling with a moving picture projection machine and finally got tired watching the film run at 10 times its natural speed, got bored with all that silly scampering and insect squeak of talk, and turned it back to normal. She's given to turning up the speed this way on days like, say, when you got somebody to visit you or when the VFW brings down a smoker show from Portland. Times like that, times you'd like to hold and have stretch out. That's when she speeds things up. But generally, it's the other way, the slow way. She'll turn that dial to a dead stop and freeze the sun there on the screen so it don't move a scant hair for weeks. So not a leaf on a tree or a blade of grass in the pasture shimmers. The clock hands hang at 2 minutes to 3 and she's liable to let them hang there till we rust. You sit solid and you can't budge. You can't walk or move to relieve the strain of sitting. You can't swallow and you can't breathe.